Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. And my guest tonight is no stranger to this radio show. She's been here before. I love the lady. She's a great, great Western writer. She takes me back to the, dare I say, John Wayne Westerns. I'm now dating myself. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you did know, but she is a great romance writer in the Western genre, and she drives me crazy with her books. I do love them. Kathryn Ball. How are you, Kathleen Ball? Oh, my God.
I'm going to correct you.
Yeah,
I'm doing good.
Correct.
How are you?
There is no autocorrect on the radio, okay? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Been busy, but, you know. That's how it goes.
And, well, okay. I'm going to go right into this because I got this question here from Diane283. I don't know what that means, Diane. I'm not asking. She says, what's your worst fan experience?
Around Christmas time, I sent out a newsletter. But they have, like, pre-templates you could use. So I used one with a snowman on, and it said, season's greetings. And somebody wrote me and said, how dare I write season's greetings? It's Merry Christmas. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have bad experiences, but that one made me mad.
I usually say happy December seasonal holiday.
Well, I'll have to do that next time. I'd never even
occurred to
me.
Yeah, you cover everybody there. If somebody says, I'm Buddhist, you're covered.
That's true.
Because nobody can say, I'm not part of December's holiday. You know, then you worry.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, to take time to write that letter to me, it was like, why?
Well, let me ask you, you've written how many, best guess, how many books have you written right now?
I think around 30-something. I haven't counted.
Okay.
I know most people know how many. I don't even know.
This is from Jennifer. She says, how do you get started on a book?
I know I'm going to write Western romance. I know it's going to be historical. And I know my fans like either mail order brides or a marriage of convenience, something like that. So I just sit down. I don't even plan anything, and it just happens. Seriously.
Okay, Diane. That's Diane with a Y, and her first, and it's Diane K. Okay, asks, have you thought of playing in any other universes? And I think she means genres. I'm just going by what she's saying.
Let's see. I have contemporary Western. I have Christian Western. I have sweet Western. historicals. But, yeah, they're all romance, and they're all Westerns. They're just different. Types of Westerns.
Okay.
But, you know,
Brent,
I haven't gone
no
to, like, sci-fi
to
or anything.
Brent asked, are you ever going to write a mystery?
I didn't hear what you said.
This woman is the queen of the Westerns, and you're asking if you're going to write a mystery. Okay, Brent, I'll buy it.
A lot of my books, I do have a mystery type thing, not, you know, like a real mystery, but there's always something going on. You know, somebody stole something or somebody's dead or something like that.
We were kidding about it off air, but I will say this. I said, when are you going to put me a character in one of your books? And she chuckled when I said it to her. And I said, yeah, watch the Indian give me a hatchet in the back or something, right?
Yep. And I said, I do kill people off in my books.
Yeah, and with my name, no less. Oh, yeah, I can tell all my friends, I'm in the book, she killed me.
I got one sentence.
I'll take it from you. I'll take two. No, I take two sentences, not one. Okay.
Yeah, it would have to be two. Yeah.
And I would want a good one before I die, you know, like, you know, before the big death scene. Okay. It was, let me, I'm looking at the questions here and talking to you, so it's like I'm pulling three duties here. The question is, what's the best time you usually write? And that's from, and if I mispronounce it, please excuse me, Hashi, 820.
Well, I write full time. So as soon as I get around, and because I don't set my alarm, I refuse to set my alarm anymore. And so I get up around maybe 8, maybe 9, get my coffee, and first thing I do is sit, open my computer, check my mail, Facebook, and then I write. And sometimes it's like an all-day writing, and sometimes it's just a couple hours. It just depends what's going on. You know, life interrupts a lot.
Understood.
But yeah.
You don't have set, you know, it's a little or a lot, but do you have set, per se, I write between 8 and 5, or you don't, you just do it when you can?
Yeah. Actually, my schedule's a lot better. I mean, there's people that have to work. There's people that are working and they have kids and they're getting up at 3 in the morning to write. I was like, oh my goodness, if that was me, I don't think I'd end up with a book written.
Okay.
I don't like to get up at 3.
I don't like getting up at 3 either. I do, but I don't like it. This is from another Kathleen. Kathleen, and it's 10:10. And she asks, how long does it take you to write a book from start to finish?
Oh. Well, it could
be anywhere. Well, she's a fellow Kathleen. I mean, it could be that good. No.
No, it depends. I mean, 6 weeks. One time it took me 3 months. But usually I can write it in 6 weeks. Weeks, but then it's the editing and getting it to the editor and getting it back. So it's usually about 2 months before I get a book out.
This is from Casey. Who are your Western heroes?
Oh, my Western heroes. Well, I like John Wayne. Or do they mean real people?
I have
Clint
no
Eastwood,
idea. I'm not Casey.
My favorite.
Casey, if you're out there, message back and answer her question. No. You know,
yeah,
I
Clint
do
Eastwood.
It too. You know. I mean, mine is John Wayne. Give me the Duke any time of the week, month, or year.
Yeah. Same here.
But so. You know, basically, you can watch John Wayne in almost anything, and I'm like, ah. That and Maureen O'Hara. Be steady, my foolish heart. Maureen O'Hara. So,
oh,
where did you... Oh, I know. Okay. Jenny asks, where did you get the idea for Mail Order Brides? I loved your last book.
Oh, well, thank you. Actually, like, that was pretty much what people were starting to write at the time when I was going to switch over to historicals. And so the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, there's really so many ways you can turn it and twist it and make it a different book. Because people are churning out the same things with the same plots and same, you know. So if you can make it your own. And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I could, you know, you do a lot with mail order brides. So that's pretty much what I did. But then,
Donna
Wright.
I don't know if I'm mispronouncing it. Donna, I would say Donna, but if I'm wrong, please excuse me. Donna asks, have you ever thought of writing a book where the bride comes from Ireland?
Iowa?
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. It's like, why Iowa?
Igora.
I did.
She's
it's
a little
fortune.
Leprechaun. I don't know.
No, it's Finn's fortune, and Finn and her name's Maureen. I can't remember her last name. Maureen, and they end up getting property next to each other and, you know, ignoring each other at first and pretending there was a husband, but there wasn't a husband type of stuff. But, yeah, that was my Ireland one. I have been doing more research about Ireland, but it's everybody knows, you know, all the details. So you have to make sure you have the details right. It's like the Oregon Trail.
So what is the next book you have upcoming to be released, not in the editor's hands, you know?
Oh, it's not even, I don't even have a name for it yet. I was going to look up, because I don't like to have the same name as anybody else. So I always plug it into Amazon 20 million times to see if anybody else has that same name. But it's from the Mail Order Brides of Springwater, and it will be book 5. Or is it 4? It's 5. So, yeah, that'll be exciting.
So I'm going to ask I'm asking this silly question. And has your husband read your books yet?
No. Nope. Not my son. Not my mother-in-law. They don't read.
I was asking because it's like, well, what does your husband think?
A lot of people have husbands that, like, edit and stuff like that, but no. I mean, mine keeps the books for me because he's an accountant. And I have my other son, he does, he'd be my assistant. He does all the formatting and stuff with my books and helps me out, too, but no, they don't read them.
So, what, other than the new one that's supposedly coming up soon, what other books are out now? I know that you've got 30 books that are out now, but what book would you suggest somebody start if they wanted to start reading your stuff?
Oh, well, let's see. One of my favorites and what people usually suggest is it's called Cinder's Bride, and it's the Mail Order Brides of Texas. And everyone seems to know Cinder. And they just love him. And then it's a whole series after that. But that's like one of the best books. And the other one is the first book in my Oregon Trail Dreaming. And that's called We've Only Just Begun. Those are my two favorites. And those are the two reader favorites, too.
Okay. Jack asks, what's your favorite Western TV series?
TV series?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I don't write the questions. I just read them.
Bonanza. It was the first one I ever watched. And I was intrigued.
And why were you, this is Bennett asking here, why were you intrigued with Bonanza?
Oh, Michael Landon. Little Joe.
We have a similar interest, but mine was always Highway to Heaven. Give me a Highway. I loved Highway to Heaven. Bonanza was great. He was always Little Joe, but no, when he did Highway to Heaven, he won me over. I was like, oh, yeah, God, yes. It was like part Route 66 and part, dare I say, Christian teaching and this, like, and it was amazing. It was an amazing show to watch.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm not trying to down Little Joe at all. I mean, but I mean, you could be 20 years and you still call your father Pa. And
it's interesting about that show, though. If you ask a group of women who they, you know, who was their favorite in that show, you'll get all the different answers. Not everyone liked Lil Joe, which surprised me. You know, people liked Adam and Hoss, too.
Nobody likes Ben Cartwright. I am so hurt. He was always, I always watched him to listen to, excuse me, I'm sorry, Ben Cartwright. He was like the father you always wanted.
Yeah.
Even if he was wrong, he was the father you always wanted.
Oh, yeah, well, he paid the bar. I mean, they'd always break the tables and everything into the bar fights, and then, you know, Ben would come in and pay their bills. So he was kind of a cool dad. But he always, you know, he was pretty stern sometimes, but I did like him.
Okay, let me ask this question. I've known you for years, so I can say this. Is there a Western you wrote and you don't like anymore, or just doesn't feel right after you've published it?
Not really. It's just that my first couple of books, it's kind of like amateur hour, but at the time people loved them. But I feel like in my writing has, you know, it improves over time and everything. I wrote those in 2009. It was Texas Haven and Riley's Cowboy.
You see, you heard it here first. Those are not her said. Okay, we know about the new book you're working on. What other projects do you have upcoming?
Well, I'm it's going to be a historical romance. I'm thinking I'm going to do the Wagon Train again. I'm going to have to get back up my maps and all my info on the Oregon Trail. And it's probably going to be like a marriage of convenience type of series, because those are fun, and throw in a couple mail order brides. And I love it when they're like together. They have to be together for some reason, and they have to get to know each other, and they do that, you know, that little dance of, I don't think I like you. Oh, maybe I do like you. Stuff.
June asked, are you ever going to combine your two or three series together?
Well, let's see. I have Oregon Trail Dreaming, and then the next series after that was called The Settlers. And The Settlers are the orphans from the Oregon Trail series. So those were combined.
So you did combine them. Okay.
Yeah.
So you ever think of doing it again?
I don't know. There were too many people to keep track of after a while. You know, I write handwritten notes on who people are and stuff like that. And if I don't write down who somebody is, they don't get in a book somewhere down the line and someone's like, well, what happened to this person? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So it's a little hard to, I know there's a lot of authors who can do it like that, but it just, I just find too that people would rather start new series and keep, and they'll read like the first three or four, but after that the readership goes down a lot. So,
okay, let me. What advice would you give to writers who are beginning or wanting to start a series or start a, at least start writing?
Oh, don't give up. I was told never to write. Writing isn't for me. That's when
you
wanted a publisher at the time.
Who, but not who? You know.
Oh, I entered.
Was it an editor? Was it a publisher? Was it all of it?
No, actually, it was a contest. I think it was a Romance Writers of America contest. You know, they always have all those. Contest. And I had got, they score you, the judges do, and they send it to you. And I didn't even know any of the rules of writing. And She just said, writing's not for you. I don't think you should be a writer. Maybe you should be thinking of doing something else. And I
did
just
you know
remember thinking, no, this is good. This is good. No, they don't give names.
I was wondering if you had met the woman or met the man.
So, yeah. I mean, usually if it was a publisher, it was more polite, like, we're not looking for this right now. But, no, that was kind of scathing.
Oh. That was the next question.
But I knew...
Jeez, you're one ahead of me. No, okay. Okay, so somebody gave you a scathing review. Do you rewrite it then, or do you just leave it as it is?
Well, the first couple of books, because they didn't, rules of writing are rules of writing. And so, yeah, I had to have them heavily edited. But if I have a book out there, like if I just put a book out today and someone wrote me a bad review, I'd leave it out there. Unless it was something about editing or something like that, then I will take a look to see if something got through that I didn't catch or something like that. Otherwise, nope, that's my book. Sorry you didn't like it.
I love your stuff, okay? I am truly your biggest fan, so please, I love your stuff. I want more of them.
What?
I said I'm your biggest fan. I want more of them. You know, I told
you,
I'm your
biggest fan.
What?
I said if only I could write faster.
Well, if we all could.
Yes.
I wish I could write faster this book I'm working on, but that's beside the point. Who are your favorite writers? And they don't have to just be in the Western genre.
I love Diana Palmer, Linda Lale Miller, and Johnston. Yep, those are the ones I always buy.
Okay.
Otherwise, I just kind of browse and stuff, you know. But I don't have a lot of time to read anymore, so.
Yeah, well, you're a proud grandmother. I will say this. You're a proud grandmother, and deservedly so. You need,
yep.
Your child brings you so much happiness, and I'm glad.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's my friend. I'm proud of her. Yeah, I am. Is there any writers that you not started in the business, but started and kept a friendship up or share, not work, but I hope I'm making sense. You're friends and they share, you know, look, read this over and tell me what you think or whatever.
I don't like to do that because I don't like to read somebody else's stuff. It's just me. So I've never exchanged, you know, for a critique or a partner like that or anything like that. But there's a lot of little groups, like if you're in your genres, you know, it's like historical westerns, you'll have like some of the groups are smaller, some of the groups are bigger. The smaller groups, you usually end up swapping newsletters. They'll put my book in theirs and I'll put theirs in mine. Brainstorming ideas for maybe some kind of new advertising or what works, what doesn't work. So, yeah, there's been a lot of them.
Well, let me ask you,
if,
say, someone come up to you and say, we'd like you for this collection, do you think you could, you know, you usually write wonderful novels. Do you think you could go back and write a short story for them if they asked you?
I just had to do one. I think it was less than 30K, which is short. I did that one. It was Glory's Groom. It was for the Alphabet Mail Order Bride. So there was like there wasn't even 26. There was like 24 of us that each wrote a book. So, yeah, that was a big group. But, you know, I've done other book collections and stuff with people. Sometimes it's a very good experience and sometimes it's not. You just really have to know who you're getting involved with.
Okay. In the next 3 minutes, which we have left, believe me, I wish this could last forever. But in the next 3 minutes, why don't you tell them what you have or where they would find you and how they would find you and, you know, all the good stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, actually right now my website is under construction. So you just, and I am exclusively on Amazon. So if you just type Kathleen Ballin, I come popping up and there's all my books and my audios and everything else are right there too. So
let me ask you a quick question about audio. Do you like the audios of your books, or are you a book person and that's it?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's emergency alert. It was buzzing on my phone.
Okay. But what do you think of your audios, who reads them and things like that? Are you there?
I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I'm here. I guess, what?
Okay. I'm asking about your audios. Do you like your narrator? Do you find it different? Because you wrote the book, and now somebody's reading it to an audience.
You know what? I listen to a couple of them. I don't listen to all of them. That's my son's job. So, yeah, he hasn't read the books, but he's listened to them, I guess. But it is kind of weird, especially when they're doing, like, a female's doing the male voice and stuff. It takes some getting used to. And then if they're trying to do southern accents and stuff like that. But I've been known to fall asleep listening to my own book, so...
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just not like an audio person.
Let me do a... so your stuff is available just on Amazon. You're going to rebuild your website, I hope, so they can look you up and there. If they want to contact you, how would they do that?
It's KathleenBall@hotmail.com. Very easy. I'm on Facebook, too, Kathleen Ball Western Romance. And I have a readers group, Kathleen Ball Western Romance Readers, that anyone can join. They'd be more than welcome.
Okay. I'm not trying to rush you, but I do have to. I only have about a minute left. Let me do this. Next week, we will have blogger Michelle Revostock here, live in the hot seat with me, talking about her blog, talking about things that are coming up, and it'll be very, very nice. And in upcoming weeks, we'll have the people like Yvonne Mason and, you know, Casey Shapiro and other from the Walking Dead podcast. So we'll enjoy what's happening. Kathleen, thank you very kindly for coming.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Oh, I love you coming on do this. I love when you come and do the show. It's a breath of air. You know, it's wonderful. I you at least don't have to tell me what I'm doing right or wrong.
Let me
do say goodnight because good night. Be well. Fly right. Good night.